Well, and so Solana, like several companies in the algae biomass industry, is kind of like the overnight sensation that's been 15 years in the making. So this technology that we're using, we call our process AlDuo at Solana, has been worked on for almost 20 years. And it's been at industrial outdoor scale for most of those 20 years. So we've been out of the lab for a long time, although one always is in the lab helping to find new strains or to improve existing strains and processes. So we've made now about 20 tons of algae, dry weight algae, using the AlDuo process. We've now been able to produce at industrial scale more than 10 different kinds of strains. So it's a substantial amount of depth and breadth that we have been able to do at Solana. And the reason that that's important is because this is essentially a platform for bioproducts and that include fuel, but are not limited to fuel. And so having multiple strains that could be commercial for multiple types of products, which in our case always involve a fuel or a crude oil application, is really critical because you're not sure that every strain that works well in Hawaii, where our demonstration facility is located, will work on the Gulf Coast of Texas or in the Middle East or in Asia or the like. And so we want to have dozens of different commercial candidate strains that we can use in every single place that we have targeted for commercialization. But this has been out of the lab for a long time. But laboratory improvement and optimization is really important. But what's more important is getting out at commercial scale, starting small, and making it better. In many ways, you can argue that this is like agriculture, but it's high-tech agriculture. And based on the three-product model that Solana and other companies have, I believe our yields are good enough to be commercial today and then make it better over time, just like farmers have done over the centuries with every other commercial crop, whether that's corn or soy or wheat, etc.